KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, the Chicago Cubs blew a great opportunity to regain sole possession of the National League Central lead. Bryce Harper blasted a grand slam with one out in the ninth inning to cap a six-run rally that sent the Phillies over the Chicago Cubs 7-5. Pinch hitter Brad Miller chased reliever Rowan Wick with an RBI single in the ninth to cut it to 5-2. Roman Quinn greeted Pedro Strop with an RBI single to make it a two-run game. The Phillies rallied after Yu Darvish struck out 10 over 7 strong innings. Anthony Rizzo and Kyle Schwarber homered for the Cubs, who still are tied with St. Louis for the division lead. The Cardinals fell last night 2-1 to the Reds as Sonny Gray and three Cincinnati relievers combined on a two-hitter. Gray struck out a season-high 10, allowing just one hit and three walks in five innings. Nick Senzel and Eugenio Suarez drove in Cincinnati's runs as the Reds snapped a four-game skid and the Cardinals' five-game winning streak. Elsewhere around the majors, the Mets avoided a three-game sweep as rookie Pete Alonso had career highs of five hits and six RBIs, including a three-run homer in a 10-8 victory in Atlanta. Brian Anderson, Starlin Castro, Jorge Alfaro, and Lewis Brinson drove in three runs each as the Marlins thumped the Dodgers 13-7. Evan Longoria was 3-for-5 with a two-run homer and a two-run single as the Giants dumped the Diamondbacks 7-0. Matt Chapman hit two home runs for the second straight day, and Matt Olson added a pair of round trippers as the Athletics powered past the Astros 7-6. Jose Ramirez and Carlos Santana each hit two of the Indians' seven home runs in a 19-5 thrashing of the Yankees. Luis Arez hit the first of three more homers by Minnesota in a 13-6 rout to the Rangers. Mike Trout crushed his AL-leading 40th home run while going 4-for-4 with four runs scored in the Angels' 8-7 win against the White Sox. And Dylan Moore smacked a solo homer, and Kyle Seager drove in three as the Marlins whipped the Tigers 7-2. In other baseball news, Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton is hitting indoors and throwing as he rehabs from a sprained right knee that's been slow to heal since he got hurt June 25th. The next step will be jogging and running outside before ramping up baseball activities. General manager Brian Cashman originally targeted August, but now says the AL East leaders hope to get Stanton back sometime in September. The Giants could accelerate their timeline for Johnny Cueto as they seek a National League wild card. Cueto had season-ending Tommy John surgery a year ago. Manager Bruce Bochy says the right-hander will make at least one more rehab start after Thursday's scheduled outing before the team reevaluates Cueto's condition. Diamondbacks left-hander Robbie Ray has landed on the 10-day injured list because of lower back spasms. He was removed from Wednesday's start at Colorado while warming up before the third inning. The 27-year-old Ray ranks among the National League leaders with 187 strikeouts in 142 innings. To football now, where Iowa defensive tackle Davion Nixon says the wait has been worth it. After spending a year at Iowa Western Community College, Nixon redshirted last season after enrolling at Iowa to focus on academics. After briefly entering the transfer portal in spring, Nixon is vying for playing time on an Iowa defensive line that lost several standouts from a year ago. Nixon says his time in junior college was a good learning experience.
I learned to be humble and grateful for everything you have, honestly. Going there, we didn't have like the best calf, but we had good food, and we didn't have the best practice field, but we had a practice field to practice on. And just going there, it just taught me that you live and you learn, and you got to be grateful for everything you get in life.
Nixon says he loves the game and plays the game with a smile on his face.
I just bring energy. I bring a lot of energy. A lot of people say I bring a lot of energy and a lot of happiness, so I bring like smiles and stuff like that. That's like my biggest thing, especially to the defensive line. They're always angry, so I try to make them laugh as much as I can.
Nixon says he'll accept whatever role he gets.
Every day we would come out here last year and we would practice, and I would go against the ones, and I would give it all I got, because at the end of the day, we're all on the same team, and we lose and win as a team. So that means I got to support on the field, off the field. That's what I'm going to do.
Hawkeyes open up 2 weeks from tomorrow at home in a night contest. With Hakeem Butler gone to the NFL, Deshaunte Jones became the leader of the Iowa State receiving corps. The senior from Cincinnati finished second on the team in receptions and touchdown catches as ISU finished 8-5, and he says his role has changed.
This is the first time that I had to be in a leadership role, and it's something I look forward to. You know, I'm excited about something that I haven't really got to done yet, so I'm excited to just lead the younger guys and help them get to where I am now.
Jones says he's preaching to the younger receivers that a key to the college level is consistency.
You know, it's a lot of guys, you know, this is their first camp and their first time actually getting out here and playing football. So just for them, it's just about, you know, staying consistent, don't get too high and don't get too low, and just being able to compete. You know, that's one of the biggest things that come in with, like, younger guys is, and they try to get two lows. When something goes bad, just stay consistent and everything will be fine.
The Cyclones will open up at home on August 31st against Northern Iowa. Georgia Tech quarterback Lucas Johnson has been granted a sixth year of eligibility by the NCAA. Johnson can play three more college seasons after seeing action in just one of his first three seasons. He was redshirted in 2016 and missed all of last season with a foot injury. He appears likely to be the starter when Georgia Tech opens up the season August 29th at defending national champion Clemson. A former NASCAR driver, Dale Earnhardt Jr., was hospitalized and released after his plane crashed in East Tennessee Thursday afternoon. Earnhardt was with his wife, Amy, 15-month-old daughter, Isla, a dog, and two pilots. NBC Sports says the family and pilots were discharged from the hospital. Federal Aviation Administration officials said a Cessna Citation rolled off the end of the runway and caught fire after landing at Elizabethton Municipal Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board tweeted that it's sending two representatives to Elizabethton to begin investigating that crash. Earnhardt was scheduled to be part of the NBC broadcast team for Saturday night's race at Bristol. The network says he'll skip the race to be with his family before returning to the broadcast booth at Darlington next month. The Los Angeles Lakers could be without newly acquired DeMarcus Cousins for the upcoming NBA season. The six-time All-Star has been diagnosed with a torn ACL in his left knee suffered during a workout in Las Vegas. That's the latest injury for Cousins, who missed most of last season while rehabbing a torn Achilles and sat out much of the Warriors' playoff run after tearing a quad muscle. The center appeared in 30 games for Golden State last season, averaging over 16 points and 8 rebounds. He averaged 25-plus points and 11.9 boards during the previous 5 years, but he's missed at least 10 games in each season since the 2012-13 year. Justin Thomas and Jason Korac tied the course record while grabbing a share of the first-round lead at the PGA's BMW Championship in Medina, Illinois. Thomas and Korac opened with 7-under-65 for a one-shot advantage over Jim Furyk, Brant Snedeker, Lucas Glover, Patrick Cantlay, and Joel Damon. Thomas made his first birdie after hitting a tree and recorded his final one with a 60-foot putt. Ricky Fowler, Tony Finau, and Adam Scott are among a group at 5-under-par. Roger Federer suffered his quickest loss of the ATP Tour since 2003. Federer made numerous mistakes during the 62-minute match, a 6-3, 6-4 loss to 21-year-old qualifier Andrew Rublev at the Western and Southern Open near Cincinnati. Federer has won the tournament a record 7 times, but he fell to an opponent who has just one other victory against a top-5 opponent. Meanwhile, Nick Kyrgios has been fined $113,000 by the ATP after his second-round match at the Western and Southern Open. The tour announced the penalties a day after Kyrgios insulted the chair umpire and left the court to smash two rackets during a 3-set loss. That's a look at sports this hour. Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.